Welcome back. Excuse me. My guest, the second half of the program today, is Dr. Betty Martini. She is an expert on aspartame toxicity. Our last guest talked about how they were trying to poison our minds, destroy our minds. Well, Dr. Betty is going to talk to us about how they are destroying our bodies. And she has been alerting people for 28 years. She just never stops. She sends things out on a daily basis. I don't know how you do it. You have more energy. You're just amazing. Anyway, her websites are Mission Possible, World Health International, and that is MPWHI.com. And then there is World Natural Health Organization, that's WNHO.net. And I know that many of your documents were lost when you had doorway.com. So, and that's very unfortunate. But a lot
well,
of
we do have, we do have doorway now back on WMPWHI.com.
Okay.
They've sent it to us.
Okay,
so
great.
So people can get those government documents, yes.
Right, great. Well, you have sent out some very interesting things recently, and you've talked about so many. Well, you send something out every day, it seems, and I really appreciate all of your work.
Well, Jan, it's not that I have energy. It's just that every time you look at the news, you see some dreadful, horrible thing that's happened because of aspartame. And just a few minutes ago, and I'll send this to you later, comes an article in USA Today that the U.S. now has the highest rate of death during childbirth in the developed world.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, and it's kind of a lengthy article, but how many deaths of the mothers, and these that could be helped if they just took the time to do things, and some of them bleed to death. And of course, we know that aspartame causes these horrible birth defects, and it was Dr. Roberts who wrote in our report for schools about how a mother may be using diet drinks, and then she's nursing her baby, and that baby's brain is getting the aspartame through, you know, through the milk.
Right.
And the other thing is that when I see something like this, is the fact that aspartame causes all these blood disorders like leukemia and anemia and multiple myeloma. In fact, the other day I was talking to someone and he said, oh, I know somebody I think that drinks that all day long. I said, you need to get her off because it causes so much leukemia. And he said, oh, she already has leukemia. And when I checked again, it was just too late. She had died. But I mean, these epidemics are flourishing because of aspartame. And another one that came out a few days ago, I'm in Atlanta, at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, was a huge article on suicide, and that six-year-old children who shouldn't even know what suicide is are committing suicide. And some years ago, I think one of the best articles that really said it like it is was Parents Magazine in 1999, and they were telling, this is what's happening to our children, that all families, you know, that there's somebody in all families that has been affected. And it said, we're good mothers, and we don't know why these things are happening. And, of course, they were all aspartame problems. And it ended by saying that by the time a child has got out of high school, one out of four has attempted suicide.
Oh,
and now
goodness.
It's become so epidemic, it's all over the newspapers, it's all over the internet, and it's a big thing because aspartame is a psycho drug. And it's like when I was on the Deborah Duncan show with a lady by the name of Mary, who she lost her vision. She was in an accident because she had an aspartame seizure. The methanol blinded her. And by the time we had her on TV, her seizures had stopped and her vision had been restored, but she had marks on her arms. And I said, Mary, what have you done? And she said, I don't know what it was. As long as I used NutraSweet, she said, I had just always wanted to commit suicide. And people have called from a sheriff's department about sheriffs drinking diet drinks and committing suicide. So the news is just so horrible that, you know, it's that you have to stop and write something about it to warn people. It's just, you know, you see somebody drinking a diet drink or a child, and then I'll tell you how upset that I can get with the manufacturers. It's now been proven that aspartame is a carcinogen. First people to mention it was the FDA themselves. Dr. Adrian Gross, who told the Senate that it violated the Delaney Amendment because it caused brain tumors and brain cancers, and that they shouldn't have even been able to set an allowable dose. And then 3 Ramazzini studies showed it to be a multi-potential carcinogen, and the Crocco study shows that, you know, this formaldehyde gets into the, it embalms living tissue, and it turns the tissues to plastic, and formaldehyde is a class A carcinogen. After that, Harvard came out and said, wait a minute, we have the longest and the strongest with a link to cancer. So now, you know, it's Proposition 65 is thinking of declaring it a carcinogen. I went up and testified at that time. Now, guess what the manufacturers or sweetener industry, I'm not sure who owns what today, but Pfizer has been involved and so has former CEO Upjohn. And they actually put out a study saying that if they use diet drink, they'd have a less recurrence of colon cancer. And in fact, what Dr. Walton said to me today was, because I was getting ready to write something, he said one of the breakdown products of aspartame is methanol, which in turn is broken down into formaldehyde, a known potent carcinogen, to conclude that diet soda is associated with a lower rather than a higher incidence of cancer, suggests that one of the funding sources of the study could be the sweetener industry, which tragically appears to be the case. So in other words, when all these studies get out on how cancerous it is, the people who listen and get off of it, industry turns around and does something like this. I don't know whether to call it Elmer Fudd or Peter Rabbit, you know, welcome to Fantasy Island, but they do this kind of thing. And it misleads the public, and it causes more and more deaths. And this is all the reports that are coming out lately. And so this is what keeps me at the computer all the time, is you just can't let these people get away with what they're doing, which is mass poisoning the world.
And you're right. But there are some countries that actually won't accept. Like one article you sent out about Schweppes, because
they wouldn't accept it with aspartame, and it just shows you that if people would be more proactive instead of letting somebody else do it. You know, if everybody would get involved, you know, then there could be something done. Now we do have people in 45 countries, and they're doing their best to get it around. And it's so well known that something's wrong with aspartame. I don't know if they know it's a biochemical warfare weapon. That this is the way that industry fights back. And you may remember it was Dr. Walton who did the research for 60 Minutes that was based on scientific peer-reviewed research and funding so that all that it was industry funding, it said it was safe. But 92% of all the other studies that were independent and unbiased, you know, showed all the problems. And then he said if you get rid of one pro-industry summary and 6 studies the FDA had something to do with, since by this time they were on the wrong side. He said 100% of independent scientific peer-reviewed studies show the problems that aspartame causes. And as Dr. Mani says in his book, this is a toxicologist's dream. What they've done for the last 40 years is do a study on the public, and that the public are the guinea pigs. And he just, even in his book, While Science Leads, the Sweetener Kills, he said the incidence of Alzheimer's deaths have increased 10,000%. Autism increased 2,500%.
Oh,
autoimmune diseases have reached epidemic proportions. Lupus is up 300%. Multiple sclerosis and type 2 diabetes is off the chart. I mean, this is what is happening. And, you know, we have to worry, too, about, you get some of it out and then they hack it down like they did the Doorway website. I wanted you to know that Dave Reed, who had that website, Aspartame Killed Him, sent us the records they were able to salvage. But Doorway was one of the largest websites, so that you'll see a red button standing out, so you know those are the Doorway records. But it's so huge, it's going to take a while to open it. In other words, click on it, go have lunch, come back, and you'll see all those government records and all the things industry did not want people to see and the reason they hacked it down. So we still keep putting them back. And as you know, Dr. Roberts left me his 30 years of research, and we tried to get that on web. So anybody who really wants the facts on aspartame can get them.
Wow. So they are at the Mission Possible World Health International
website.
Doorway. And it's right at the top. It says doorway.com articles. So
yep.
That's where they're at. Wow.
I mean, he lost his life, that man that set that up. He had almost lost his sight.
Oh.
And he couldn't walk. He'd been to 12 doctors because of the, you know, it hardens the synovial fluid. Doctors don't know. They say, oh, that's fibromyalgia or something. That poor man had to build a room on his house for a jacuzzi so he could stay in the water because it was too painful to walk. And finally, when he found out that it was aspartame, immediately the pain went out of his joints and he could walk again, and a lot of his sight came back. He lost almost 50 pounds because it causes obesity. And
you're right. People who drink the diet soda think that it's helping, but it actually adds weight around people's midsection and elsewhere, apparently.
Yes, and you know, there are 6 class actions, 3 in California and 3 in New York. So, you know, if anybody that knows that and has been drinking it, you know, they can get in touch with me, and I'll put them in touch with the attorneys that have those. I know somebody called last night, said they were going to get out at least about 20 cases. So attorneys are finally getting involved. In fact, I thought it was interesting that I got a letter from a prisoner. Well, actually, 2 prisoners. Got one yesterday. But they provided Diet Coke, and he was, you know, losing his vision and getting headaches, brain fog, and everything that it causes. And he filed suit against Coca-Cola. And they were kind of shocked, I think, when he got an expert witness, because the attorneys had him contact me, and we got him set up with what he needed. And so this poor soul that was behind bars has even got a case up. And then another woman yesterday said the only thing they provide in their prison in Florida is Equal, which is the worst, the strongest. So they don't know what to do. They're being poisoned. Nobody particularly cares. And of all the places to put it, it's in a prison because it's a psycho drug, and it causes bipolar and schizophrenia and paranoia and panic attacks. suicidal tendencies. So it's going to stir up that population. And you remember Diane Flimley, who was just recently released from prison. Her husband used it and had methanol poisoning.
Now, how long was she in prison for?
15 years.
Oh, my gosh.
For crimes committed by the aspartame industry. And she was in the movie Sweet Misery, A Poison World, which your listeners can see on YouTube. And the one that follows it is Sweet Remedy with Corey Brackett.
Right.
So, yeah. So, anyway, we just did everything we could. And finally, I think they realized she didn't belong there. You know, here she was a Sunday school teacher who helped the homeless, who was disabled, and was the very one that called the police and the very one that told her husband that aspartame products were, you know, dangerous, all these things he was taking. And you know, she lost her children, her health, her home. She had two major operations just before leaving prison and doesn't even have enough money to pay rent today. All these things because of what the aspartame industry has done.
And there are probably other people out there, too, that are suffering in the same kind of way that we don't hear anything about.
Well, yeah, that's why I spread so much information, because they don't directly realize that it's from aspartame, because they think it's an additive and they don't realize that it's a neurotoxic drug. And the doctors, you remember it happened to me, here I'm educating doctors, they gave me a prescription for something for nausea and a gastrointestinal drug, and then because of insurance they always fill it genetically and had aspartame in it, so when they gave me something for pain, I stopped breathing three times. So they're out there talking about opiates, but maybe some people do overuse them. But if they're, you know, they come to a hospital and they're using drugs that have aspartame in them, and then they give them something for pain, they're going to interact. It's just going to happen. I remember Dr. Roberts said that it's a violent interaction, and that's why so many people are dying. And the FDA sits up there and says, we're broken. Nothing we can do. In fact, I just got a letter from them that now they don't even want you to write a petition to ban aspartame. And I see you got a commercial coming up, and I'll tell you what they did.
Okay, we'll be right back in 3 minutes. And I invite you to join the other individuals in the chat room at spingola.chatango.com. If you would like to send a comment via email, send it to comment, singular, no S at the end of comment, comment@spingola.email if you have comments or questions. All righty. Our guest the second half of the program is Dr. Betty Martini, and her websites are mpwhi.com, which stands for Mission Possible World Health International, and World Natural Health Organization, WNHO.net. And to find the doorway documents, please visit the first website that I gave. Okay. We were going to talk about, clear something up.
Oh, the FDA.
Yes.
And if they weren't so bad, I mean, it would absolutely be hilarious. But for years they said, okay, you want it off the market, you know, you show us the mechanism by which it causes disease. So I told Dr. Roberts, write a medical text. Put in the mechanisms by which it causes disease. So he writes this 1,000-page medical text, and I send it to the FDA, and they write back, there's no mechanisms in here.
What?
I said, there's a mechanism in every chapter.
Yes.
But because I make everything public, I'm going to quote those paragraphs and show how the FDA lies. So then I filed to ban aspartame based on an imminent health hazard, and they write back and they said there is no such thing for this petition. And I said, well, this shows me you haven't even opened the book, because on page thus and thus, here's what it says on the FDA's regulation under imminent health hazard. Do you want me to send it to you again without those words? So I sent it again, certified, and so the FDA literally does not want any petitions because they can't answer it. Like, they didn't answer mine for over a decade and then never sent me the letter, so they don't really want it. And so then he tells me, well, we have not received any petition for ban. And so I wrote him back a couple of days ago. I said, here's the tracking record and where your office signed for it. Now you want to start all over again? But this is what you have to do with the FDA, because they just lie and deny, lie and deny. And it's a serious thing. I understand this is, I saw an email about this, that Trump was thinking of taking food away from the FDA because they're so bad, and give it to agriculture. And, of course, they've got power with everybody. I don't know that it makes much difference. But the bad part about that is the FDA has admitted they're broken, you know, so big farmers running them. And if they leave the supplements with the drugs, then you really have big farmer making the decision on the supplements, which would be terrible.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's what's going on in that area of the FDA.
All righty. We are at the top of the hour. We will be right back.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Program today is Dr. Betty Martini. She is an expert on aspartame toxicity and an expert, on informing people, which she has been doing for 28 years. Her websites are Mission Possible World Health International. That's MPWHI.com. And there you will find the doorway documents right up at the top after you enter the website. The other website of interest is World Natural Health Organization. That is WNHO.net. And you were talking about Department of Agriculture, but you recently sent out an email talking about Roundup and glyphosate. And so that's all the genetically modified food. You talked about that in a recent email. Even farmed meat. One of the most toxic foods that you can acquire or eat is farmed salmon.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. The only other problem that you have about eating fish now is because of Fukushima and all that radiation and how it's killing the fish in the sea, and then people are eating it. So they have really ruined the earth on just about so many things, and with all the GMO and the other chemicals, drug interaction, aspartame, you've got Splenda, which has chlorine and all these things mixed together. You know, you wonder how people can stand today. And I've been fussing at Health Canada because they want to take aspartame off the label where it was front and center. They may put it in the ingredients, but so people won't notice it. And the only reason they're doing this is because they can't sell it now. So they don't want you to know that it's in the product. And as you know, 17 dairy products, the FDA has allowed without it being labeled. And that's an absolute crime, knowing that children can get it and that they end up with ADD or ADHD, and then they give them Ritalin, and then I found out that the generic on Ritalin has aspartame in it. And in Sweet Remedy, the ADD people were interviewed, and they said prior to aspartame approval, they hardly even used the term ADD. So you've got a poison that's causing ADD, just absolutely destroys the brain, and then they put you on a drug for ADD that has aspartame in it that caused it in the first place. And, you know, this is really absolutely outrageous, just absolutely outrageous that they are destroying, you know, the health of children. And a lot of the crime and the things that we see are coming from this. I'll tell you something interesting, though. Lane Shore is somebody, Mission Possible Chicago, that has he's lost 22 members of his family to aspartame.
Including his wife.
Including his wife. And he got so upset about it a couple of weeks ago. I want to tell you that he actually called James Slatter, who was supposed to invent aspartame, because he lives like 20 minutes from Lane. And he says, you know, you should be congratulated. Your product is being used to poison the world under Agenda 21. And so he said, this is how you find it. Go to Google, put in fluoride and aspartame dash Agenda 21. And Slater said he would do that. He's 87 years old and doesn't remember some of the calls that I think that Lane made to him. He has a place in Florida where Lane called. But he has to know what he has done, because he's known from the very beginning. He's the one that supposedly licked his finger and realized it was sweet. But someone who was there in the laboratory told me that's not really what happened. It wasn't even Cyril. It was a company that Cyril bought. But that he was smoking in the lab, and you're not supposed to do that. And he got it on his cigarette. But someone who was there during this meeting, and it was brought over from Germany under Operation Paperclip. So someone got in touch with me who actually saw the aspartame file and said that when she first saw what they said about aspartame, she said, you know, nothing could be that bad. And then she said, when I checked your website, all the doctor's reports, you know, that it backed it up. That's where it came from.
And then Rumsfeld did his dirty deed in getting it approved.
Yes. So that's why, you know, Jerome Bressler, when I talked to him, when he told me, you know, that they had removed the teratology or birth defect studies, you know, from the file, he mentioned, he says, when it comes right down to it, aspartame was approved by the President of the United States. In other words, it's nothing that they could have done without Reagan. And then when Reagan was in Atlanta and he was interviewed by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and they asked him, was he still using it? And he says, well, since it first came out, he said, we found out other things about it. And, of course, it destroys your memory and Reagan died with those memory problems with Alzheimer's.
Right. Right. Now, getting back to agriculture too, you sent out an email about the genetically modified foods, which were approved in 1994 and by 2003 were in wide use. But what few people know today is that GM foods represent 75 to 95% of America's biggest crops, such as corn, soy, sugar beets, squash, alfalfa, zucchini, potatoes, which are possibly low risk, peas, papaya, vegetable oils, and then, as we already mentioned, the farm-raised fish, which...
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And I have the studies on the corn, and the tumors are humongous. So you know, we don't really have somebody up there protecting us from the FDA or agriculture or anybody else, because all of this, you know, violates the Delaney Amendment, things that cause cancer. Look at all the sweeteners, aspartame, sucralose, one of them is potassium, which one is that? But anyway, they've all been proven to cause cancer. Dr. Siffredi did the ones on Splenda and said that it caused cancer. So in all the cases, and even the colors that have been shown to cause cancer, they have all violated the Delaney Amendment, and the FDA just ignores the Delaney Amendment. Sulfine potassium, that's the other one, that it caused cancer and leukemia in original studies. So you really can't use any of them, and that's why, you know, they may just like sugar. If somebody has to have a sweetener, this one's made out of organic food and is wonderful for diabetics because it's got organic chicory in it, which has been used for 70 years to improve the health of diabetics. And whereas aspartame actually precipitates diabetes. So there is something out there that people can use and get away from processed foods. And many things today are just not labeled with aspartame, and you have no way of knowing it. So this is, one man said, if it has a label on it, don't buy it. In other words,
that's true.
And Dr. Fagan once said, if it's in a box, don't buy it.
Right.
It's had quite a few. Yeah, because you don't know what else you're taking that's poisonous. And aspartame interacts, damages the mitochondria, or the powerhouse of the cell. So if you're on any medication, it can interact. So no matter how you turn, and I'm having more and more people call and talk about the years they've suffered, but they never associated it with aspartame. And we tell people, take the 60-day no aspartame test. You'll see for yourself. Because by that time, all those symptoms, unless it's too late, you know, have disappeared. And this is the best way to find out what's causing what. But you can't eat processed food today. You simply can't.
Wow.
Unless you could be affected.
Even the cardiologists have come out. According to one something that you sent out, a cardiologist said the United States talked about the danger of daily use of diet drinks because of the sweeteners. And there's an image, Coca-Cola Zero. I don't understand why people would drink soda pop to begin with, but to drink something that you have to question, how could they make something that doesn't have any calories in it, people should question.
That's the problem, that nobody, you know, does the research. I've always said that people have to take a certain amount of responsibility for what they put in their mouth, and that the only reason I'm doing this, if aspartame was just something bad or not good for you, it'd be one thing. But in the case of aspartame, it's a poison, and the public is being lied to, destroying their children, destroying people's health. A lot of them have lost just about everything. And so that's why we have to do it this way, is consumer action, so that we can get to the people. But if you look back, it's been now, what, over 40 years, and you see 40 years of epidemics going through the roof. And it was interesting that in New Mexico, they were talking about setting up movement centers for movement diseases like Parkinson's. And the reason they said they had 250,000 cases, and there simply were not enough doctors to take care of them. So for Big Pharma, you know, they just make more medicine, put in more aspartame. They are now, because there's so much leukemia from aspartame, they're making more leukemia drugs. And one of my arguments with the FDA is that they approved it with aspartame in it. So you know, you're it's like fighting the devil is what it is. And you just go out and save as many as you can and ask people to, you know, to do their part passing it along. I've gotten the doctors to write reports almost all the diseases that aspartame causes on our website. And these are MDs and famous researchers. I quote their books a lot. And they can take that information, for instance, to their doctor. And then he will know where the problems are coming from and not only save that patient, but he can go on to save thousands of his other patients.
Right.
So, you know, this is, so we've done everything. Like I've asked the doctors to write articles on how aspartame destroys the brains of our children. And we have the report for schools, which has an article from each of them. So that people who don't know all this information, all they have to do is email it to their children's teachers, the PTA, the principal, the Board of Education. So it's all done for people. All that they have to do is forward it. And usually September has always been our aspartame awareness month.
Right.
Where we really work at it. And this year, what I'm hoping people will do is to write, you know, their senator and their congressman, because if they get one or two letters, it doesn't really do any good. But if everybody in the month of September, you know, wrote and explained what the FDA is doing, that if you write your congressman, he sends a letter to the FDA adds all the propaganda, sends it back to the congressman who sends it back to the writer. And that's what the Senate and the House need to know. And if there are hundreds or thousands of letters, somebody will do something. So that's what we're going to be doing in September. And I'm hoping that somebody will get President Trump, who uses 12 Diet Cokes a day. I don't know how he's standing, but this is going to be the month that we'll try to get to the government and see if we can find anybody who'll do something, you know. Because
wow.
People get married, they're young, they want to have a family, and while they're on it, they couldn't get pregnant to begin with because it's an endocrine-disrupting drug, but then if they're on it and they do conceive, it's an abortifacient. And if the baby lives, it's a teratogen causing all types of birth defects. So this is, we have to get it and a lot of people writing and keeping up with it. And that's just like what happened with, Schweppes. They wouldn't accept the aspartame in it. And, industry does listen when you're exposing them like that. I always say if you don't buy it, they can't sell it.
That's true. That's right.
And boycott all the companies. Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's like one article I sent. I got ill reading it. It was talking about abortion and it was
Cinemix.
Cinemix. How what they do with the fetus and use
yes.
it as a flavor enhancer in the food. It's called Cinemix, and Coke uses it, Pepsi uses it, Heinz uses it, and just to use aborted fetuses for food flavoring is just the worst
sick.
Thing.
I was going to just
yes,
mention
it's
this.
Sick.
So I'm glad. To,
yeah.
This is horrible. And it says right on their website, it says, Cinemix is reinventing food and flavor by genetically engineering taste bud receptor cell triggers. Foods of the future will contain flavor enhancers, which fool human taste buds into perceiving the sensations of sweetness, sourness, saltiness, and bitterness. Now, you have this article on your website, but it came from another website called Not milk.com, which I had never been to that website. And but when I got your email, I visited that website, and I thought, holy cow, what a lot of amazing information there, just full of information.
Yes, and Robert Cohen, who has it, he's got quite a wit. And you'll see that the article,
yes,
which
yes.
is also separately on the website, on Cinemax, that he explains it completely. And it's been so many things I can't remember. But you can get on Google and put in their products that contain Cinemax, because what the FDA said about it is that they didn't have to label it, and therefore that it would go into artificial flavors.
Oh.
So it's not even labeled at all. And if you see anything that says natural or artificial flavors, run from it, because that's where they put what they don't want the public to know. And they surely don't want them, if they know how Cinemax is made and then get it on the web and look at the patent, they won't use it. So they don't label it, and then people don't know.
Oh,
and they go
dear.
Into restaurants, and there's Heinz ketchup and Heinz mustard, and people have no idea that it's got Cinemax in it.
Wow. People better check out the refrigerators and, oh my goodness.
Yes. That's the only way they can stay healthy, and it's the way to save a life every day, is to get
Indeed.
The information out. All been provided.
Okay, we'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest is Dr. Betty Martini. She's an expert on aspartame toxicity and in alerting people, which she has been doing for the last 28 years. Her websites are Mission Possible World Health International, that's MPWHI.com, and World Natural Health Organization, that's WNHO.net. He also talked about glyphosate. And then of course we've got all of these products that they're spraying around also impacts the entire ecosystem, whether you're talking about worms or bees or butterflies or birds. We don't see the birds that we used to see. There used to be so many different varieties, and now only the strongest. And of course the bees, the have been all but destroyed. And that is what pollinates all the vegetables and the plants. So it's not just humans, it's the whole ecosystem, the whole world. It's just tragic.
That's true. It's reminds me of what the Bible says, that the angels are holding back the winds of war, and he says, I will bring to ruin those who ruin the earth, and that's what's happening, what you're describing in all phases, is that everywhere you go, they're destroying the earth. And
Indeed.
You can't go on much longer like this, I'll tell you.
And it's the love of money.
Yes.
The love of money.
Sometimes they ask a question and they say, can you say this briefly why aspartame is still on the market? I said, I can say it in a sentence. Addiction, profit and greed. And that's what it's all about. And that's
yes.
disgraceful.
Yes. And there are a lot of people on the take, who are receiving benefits by allowing these things in prisons and in other government facilities. People are on the take. And what an awful thing that people would take money for destruction. It just doesn't make sense to me.
And they don't consider that also, you know, it's affecting their family and and
yes,
other families, and that their own grandchildren that they're leaving a world to, you know, can be affected by all the horrible things that they have allowed. When the FDA admitted being broken, they were talking about that whistleblowers didn't want to speak out because they were afraid of reprisals. So what's going to happen? What if they lose their jobs? Why didn't they just go and call a press conference and tell the world what's happening and something would be done about it rather than send a letter out and say we're broken and corrupt? Well,
right.
We know that.
Right. So, well, we do have some callers. Why don't we take a couple of calls here? Let's take Fred in Michigan. Fred, sorry you've been hanging on so long.
Hey, Deanna. Betty, I originally heard you, Deborah Ray with Dr. Donald Carroll. Remember them? Deborah Ray, Donald Carroll.
Yeah, I think I do.
Donald Carroll was an MD, PhD biochemist, and I met them in Clearwater back in 98 at a restaurant of all places. Anyway, it is phenomenal. Let's see. I want to alert the audience. There's a company whose name is such that it has to be good. That was their original expression. With a name like this, it has to be good. So, being in Michigan, I love blueberries. I love blueberries. And can't have them year-round, obviously, so I saw this blueberry jam, and I thought, oh, man, how great, you know? It's got to be good. Okay, so, I don't know, three, four days into eating a little bit, it's only like, I don't know, 11-ounce, 12-ounce jar. 3 or 4 days into eating a little bit every day, the veins, and I used to run 10 miles a day, so I got a pretty good vascular system. Anyway, they're like going ballistic. They're ballooning out. The pain is so bad, Betty. I almost couldn't tolerate it, right? And I thought and thought, what am I doing? So I thought, wait a minute, I'm eating this new jam. And I look on the label of the company with the name, it's gotta be good. Well, the very last one says, natural flavors. Natural flavors. I called the company and say, hey, what's this story with natural flavors? Well, you know, they gotta do the research and get back. Never did. Well, anyway, I quit the stuff. It took about, I don't know, 14 to 17 days. And, the veins went back to normal.
Wow. Alrighty, we're going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Deanna. And our guest, the second half of the program, is Dr. Betty Martini. And did Fred hang up? Yes, okay. Let's take
yes.
Mike in Kentucky.
Well, Miss Betty, long time. I don't know if I've ever talked to you before, but I certainly have aired Sweet Misery, and I think maybe Sweet Remedy a time or two on our local cable access station here in Kentucky. And, you know,
well, that's
certainly
good to hear.
Applaud you for your efforts with that. One thing that, I don't know, anybody that's new to trying to research this stuff needs to really watch out for is these companies, like I think the quote from Hollywood might be from The Fugitive with Tommy Lee Jones playing a marshal. He said, that company's a monster. When he realized, you know, this Dr. Kimball had gotten in front of this trials for this Provasic that was flawed and was killing people's livers or whatever, causing bad liver damage, altering the liver tissues, da-da-da. I think the whole thing was a parody for statin drugs, but And to very least, you need to be aware that they're going to try to do damage control wherever they can, even if they have to hire people to print stuff or do disinformation. And you sort of touched on it. I can't remember the name of the product, but there was a rumor put out for a long time that Pepsi and Gatorade had aborted fetal cells, stem cell lines in it, because they would use those.
We were just discussing.
Right. They were altered to be stimulated, flavor, and to be able to adjust the flavor enhancement for maximum stimulation of those. And it was done in research. It was not actually included. So Snopes has a thing up that says it's false, because they set up a straw man that says, no, it's not in the Pepsi, it's not in the Gatorade. What they will not point out in their article, though, is it was used in the research to tweak the flavor for maximum effect or maximum stimulation. I noticed it, and I'm not sure if it was in the movie with Russell Crowe called The Insider, but Big Tobacco branched out into Big Food, you know, RJR, Nabisco,
There are a lot of movies that sometimes they do them in fiction to alert people.
Right.
You can't do it. For instance, there's a movie, I Love Trouble, and it's about Chest Chemical Company, I think they called it, but actually that's RBGH. Mm-hmm. And so somebody who was on the set of that movie said that Monsanto people were there, and that they had to remove some of the things that were actually in the movie. But you couldn't help but realize when you're watching the movie that they're talking about RBGH. And at least they were trying to alert the world about it, you know, because it causes cancer too.
But yeah, I think the operating term there is that company's a monster. They've got the resources to go out there and try to get in front of anybody that's trying to tell the truth about their products, especially if it's going to cost them, you know, liability or that sort of thing.
The last person that called in, you know, they were talking about jam. And I remember at the time that the dairy people had asked the FDA to allow it in 17 products without labeling, that I also saw that jam people had asked the FDA to allow aspartame in jam unlabeled. Now, I don't know what happened. I never heard anything more about it, and I think I tried to Google it. So you have to worry about that as well, that are in products you wouldn't think it would be in.
And Neotame, all that does is take out one of the main three ingredients, I think, right? Is that how they got a patent or re-patented it or something, a Neotame? I don't remember.
The Neotame, I called up one of the scientists, but anyway, they told me they just turned the formula around. You're still getting aspartame. And Neotame, I don't believe, is labeled at all. And I saw an article about a year ago that said Neotame is now being used in pork. So
another reason not to eat pork, but anyway.
Absolutely. But anyway, how would you know about it? I mean, if you bought bacon, it wouldn't say aspartame on it, you see.
Well, the thing I noticed about years ago about the labels is the phenylneuronics at the bottom for people that have reactions to phenylalanine, one of the components. And I think that's one of the things they took out of Neotame was the phenylalanine. That way they don't have to add that on the allergy statement at the bottom contains phenylalanine or phenylneuronics.
Yeah. Well, see, a lot of people don't realize about phenylalanine. In other words, it should have a PKU warning for phenylketonurics, but on many products it simply says contains phenylalanine. And that's outrageous, because as many people don't even know what phenylalanine is. And as Dr. James Bowen said, you know, you don't know if a baby is a phenylketonuric until it's born and they do a heel stick. But Dr. Bowen says that aspartame also can cause phenylketonuria. So no matter how you look at it, the labeling is such that people don't know what they're eating and what they're putting in there that they have no idea is in it. And it's just like the article that came out today, if you were listening in the beginning, about the United States being the worst country in the world to give birth to. And a lot of that has to do with aspartame. It comes out in all ways.
Well, just this spring, it was a 109-year low fertility rate based on, I guess, since they started keeping the statistics in 1909. And, you know, there has to be, it can't be natural. I mean, other than, you know, the social stigmas against having children, but, you know, there's all kinds of factors there. I've heard, they've done studies on male rats exposed to the phenol A, BPA, and the higher levels they're exposed to, the less attracted the female rats are to those male rats. So, I mean, that's like population reduction thing right there. That's in a macaroni and cheese, and 90% of the macaroni and cheese has BPA in it. So.
Well, Dr. Bowen did an article also on the fact that it damages the hypothalamus of the brain and causes male sexual dysfunction and ruins female response.
Right.
So that's why I say that it affects every part of your life. You get married, you want to have children. If you're on it, you can't even get pregnant. Go through life being infertile, or at least thinking so, because you're using that and are having children with birth defects.
It can be reversed. I think a lot of it can be reversed, though, if you get away from the mutagenic chemicals like the estrogen mimics, the soy, the, you know, the fake macaroni and cheese, and be careful about what plastics you use. If you can get away from all of them, it's probably better. But
there's something else about that. It was like when I was talking to a woman who had one autistic child and one with ADD, and I said, "Oh, I'm so sorry you used aspartame." She says, "I stopped using aspartame before I got pregnant. My physician at Emory said that it builds up in your system." So it's cumulative. So you've got all that poison in your body. And so, you know, when you do get pregnant and you get off of it, you have that cumulative effect that can even affect you still. And in Dr. Roberts' medical text, aspartame disease and ignored epidemic, under drug interaction, he says you can have these interactions even though you quit using it for a certain length of time.
Oh, you have to
really
detox.
Detox, that's exactly right. In fact, on the website, under Aspartame Resource Guide, you'll see an article by Dr. Russell Blaylock that says what to do if you've used aspartame, which at least tells the victim what to do to get most of the poison out of their body.
Unfortunately, I think the body sometimes stores stuff in fat for a long time, and, you know, it may take, you know, have asymptomatic until you maybe lose a little bit of weight that gets released from the fat cells, almost like an LSD flashback or something. But,
that's what the Croco study showed. It showed a great deal of, toxicity, substantial amount in the adipose or fat cells. So that was even proven on scientific peer-reviewed research.
The methods, though, I think, to clean up your diet can go a long way toward reversing things like polyovarian cystic disorder in women, and a lot of the you know, the motility and effects on sperm can be quite a bit reversed. And I think the whole science of mutagenics or epigenomics is still so new. It's a little bit arrogant, whatever it was 18 years ago when they'd mapped the human genome they called the huge swaths of the DNA non-coding junk DNA. And I think it just shows how arrogant the scientific community is when they didn't understand it. They called it junk DNA because it was non-coding. And that's changed in just the last couple of years. They've had to, maybe it's not junk DNA after all. So, trust us, we've got the white lab coat. Don't work anymore, guys. I mean, And I just found out that that was an Edward, I think an Edward Bernays or a Madison Avenue tactic.
Oh, yes.
Doctors, a lab coat to make them more
yes.
credible.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that came out of marketing. That's crazy.
Yeah. He did a lot of really bad things.
Well, yeah, smoke them if you got them, ladies. That's your, what did he call those? Freedom fire sticks or something. He
something
had a name
like that,
for them.
Yes.
Yeah, to get them smoking. But, yeah, keep up the good work there. And, it's still door, what is it, Doorway, or you still got that site?
Doorway is on my website. They hacked Doorway down. It's one hole in the door. But you go to my website, which is www.mpwhi.com, and then right there on the front page, you'll see a button that's red, and it'll say Doorway. And you can get into all those files. But it was the largest website on aspartame, so it takes a while to get it to open. In other words, you click on it, come back 20 minutes later, and it'll be open. But it had that much information on it.
If you do some like Google or DuckDuckGo or some search engine keywords to find you, how do we find you using a search engine? That might be an easier way.
Well,
that's Betty Martini. Or,
yeah, if you put in Dr. Betty Martini, you probably have millions of hits because I'm always writing. So and on my website, mpwhi.com has my telephone number and my email address and regular address. So I'm very accessible. The only way I could help people was, you know, to always be where they can contact me.
So right about the same time I found out about Sweet Misery, I ran across a package of Juicy Fruit chewing gum that I hadn't seen since I was a little boy. And I thought, okay, it's got sugar, it's got high fructose corn syrup, and what's this junk? Mm-hmm. Why does it have to have that in it too? I guess it's supposed to make the sweetness last longer. I don't know. But that's one of the things that turned me on to why is this stuff in products that aren't sugarless? You know?
Well, let me tell you something about gum though, because this really is serious. In a discussion with Dr. Walden, he said on gum, even though it may not say aspartame is in all gums. It's one of the worst products because it works like nitroglycerin under the tongue, goes through saliva straight to the brain. And we've had people who've had a grand mal seizure on one stick of aspartame gum. Now, just like sugar people say they are going to make some gum that is made without aspartame, but they have to build something to make it on. You can't use the same equipment that you would where they put aspartame gum. But it's something coming in the future.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So even the stuff you'd buy at like a natural food shop, like I think you can get these ginger chews and stuff, they may have it too, even though
yeah, we have absolutely no idea. And
wow.
It was industry themselves that told me that aspartame was under natural flavors, and I had no idea until they told us. I knew that under artificial flavors you normally will get MSG, which is like the sister of aspartame. When they were actually doing studies on MSG, they used aspartame as a control, and so they could come out and say, well, it didn't react any more than the placebo, but it was actually, they're both excitotoxins and have a synergistic and additive effect. So it's best not to use anything that says flavors or processed because, as in your own case, you never know what you're eating.
Well, how many
Dr.
forms?
Dr. Roberts says, when in doubt, throw it out.
How many forms of MSG are they? And one of the things that I've heard is if your free glutamate levels are higher, if you are susceptible or if you have a stroke, there's going to be a lot more damage than having your glutamate levels lower, your blood levels of your glutamate, free glutamate. How do you avoid that? It's just all over the industrialized food supply in different forms, I think, and it's not even listed as MSG.
There's truthinlabeling.org is a website that will give you all the different names for MSG. And also, Dr. Russell Blaylock put a list of them in his book, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. So, but people just looking at additives that are on the label may not really know that that is MSG. So it is a good thing to go to that site. Dr. Adrian Samuels has written a book about it. Her husband died. She believes from an MSG because he was in the hospital and they said that it was in some of the fluids. He was highly allergic.
Man, that the motivation is there. If they can make people sick, then if they're dovetailed in with the pharmaceutical industry, then they're going to make money on both ends. Make you sick,
absolutely,
ruin your health.
Sick. Try to cure you, or at least treat you.
Treat you for the rest of your life.
All right, we're going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back. Thank you so much. All righty, welcome back. Our guest for the last half of the program today has been Dr. Betty Martini. Her websites are mpwhi.com and WNHO.net, and I believe it was somebody had a link that they were going to post or call in and give. They can post that in the chat room, which is spingola.chatango.com. We do have a couple of other callers. Let's take Chris real quick. Quick.
Yes, real quick. Dr. Martini, thank you, and your website, your former website, doorwaywith10.com. It looks like it was archived quite a bit in the Wayback Machine at archive.org, so you might be able to retrieve any of the information that you might have lost. If you did you lose anything, and when was doorway.com hacked?
Well, it's been hacked, I think, for a couple of years now. And so the owner of it, Dave Reed, who originally put it up, died from aspartame, but his daughter said she would keep it up after his death. And it was hacked down so many times that she said she couldn't do it anymore, and she would send it to me in a drop box. And that's what is on my website, but it's a huge, huge website. So we didn't lose a whole lot, but it just takes a long time to open it. And they kept hacking on it because it had government records, and everything's a matter of public record. People simply don't know to go look for it. And so we made it available, and that proved that we had all the facts on it, and that the FDA was lying about it. So they just never gave up hacking it down. But we have it, so you just, if you go to Doorway, instead of going to our website, what you're going to get is his daughter's website, and she's an author and writes books, and it won't have anything to do with aspartame. You have to go through our website.
Right.
All right. Yeah, it looks like around 2010, 2011, it looks like it was hacked, or changed formats. But I'm not sure. No, I'm just see that you could maybe migrate some of that data over. If you did lose any of it, some of it might be on archive.org. But thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Chris. Thank you. Excuse me. That's not aspartame. I remember when we talked about Ricola cough drops, and you and I contacted the company, and it said that they were the original ones, and it doesn't say anywhere on the package. But you just have to be careful with every product that you use. So you are truly a national treasure, Dr. Martini, and I really
You're
do appreciate
sweet.
All the work that you do, and bless your heart, you're just so persistent in taking care of these things, and 28 years, I just, That is amazing. That is amazing.
That's amazing to me because I was retired before I started. I never realized that 30 years later I'd still be trying to get it off the market.
Isn't that amazing? But, well, thank you so very much for all that you do. Bless your heart.
Thank you, too.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you.